Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders. Victoria Jones joins us now. I think she actually had time for lunch and maybe even a cup of tea or two, because it's kind of like a ghost town a little bit, right? Isn't this break time on the Hill?
Yeah, it reminds me of that song by the English band, The Specials, The Ghost Town. It's amazing. Cuts down your commute by about 5 to 10 minutes on the metro. You can get a seat, driving. It's great. We love it.
I like your perspective on that. There was reaction from the White House to what happened at the Sikh temple and terrible tragedy just outside of Milwaukee. What did they have to say, obviously, about concern for the families and whatnot, but what's the buzz in Washington over it?
Well, the president put out a statement very quickly about obviously saying that he and Michelle's distress and condolences for the families and thoughts and prayers. Also talking about the contribution of the Sikh community to America as well. And Jay Carney also emphasized that again in the White House briefing today, again emphasizing the contribution of the Sikh community. Jay Carney also telling us about, and we also got an email about this as well, a readout of the president's call to the different people involved in the community surrounding the shooting, the governor and the police and all the different people involved in surrounding the shooting. The president also ordered that flags be flown at half staff, both here and overseas, until Friday.
Wow, I didn't know that. So half mass. I think that's a great gesture, by the way. So we move and stick with the president sort of now that he's campaigning full on. I mean, this has been for a while and Romney's the guy. We know that. He has a new catchphrase, I understand. It's not about the fairy dust, but it's something else. What is it?
Yes, he's got his trickle down fairy dust. And today he was in Stamford, Connecticut, and he kept saying that his opponent, Mitt Romney's tax plan, is like Robin Hood in reverse, taking money from middle-class families to benefit the rich. And he's asking you to pay more so that people like him can pay less. And then he said, it's Romney Hood.
Wonder how long it took him to come up with that. That's interesting.
I don't know, but the crowd just went wild, and apparently his face was beaming, and Romney Hood and taking from the poor to give to the rich, this is going to become a thing.
Yeah, I think it's going to become a thing that's going to stick for a while, absolutely. Victoria Jones, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, in that conversation with Victoria, talking about the reaction to what happened at that Sikh temple, now there's details on the shooter who was killed by the police officer that survived taking gunfire back, and the white man that went into the temple on the rampage is Wade Michael Page. Naturally, there are a lot of pictures that are surfacing of him in front of swastikas. What neighbors are saying is that he played in a punk band and that he, for a long time, was somebody who had identified himself with the Nazi Party and had a history of bias crimes, is what they're calling it, against Sikhs. And the timing of this is 16 days after the Red Devil went into the theater in Aurora, Colorado, and opened fire. So now, as I have mentioned several times, that gun control debate has burst wide open across the U.S. Just for fun today, I was kind of surfing around, listening to some different radio stations across the country, and really from east to west and even in the Midwest. Talk radio, it was about that. There was a big chunk of time, I think, a lot of the talk show hosts devoted to guns, and ultimately where would this issue go, and will we see lots of politicians pushing for these are the poster child, if you will, examples of how horrible guns can be. And there's no doubt it was terrible what happened in both circumstances. And you got Michael Bloomberg, the New York mayor, who can't help himself. Pardon the pun, but he's got an itchy trigger figure when it comes to figuring out how gun control and guns can be off the streets, not just in New York, but in other areas. He's never shy about expressing his comments on it. So I think that we're going to absolutely see a crackdown, if nothing else. And this is what, you know, this is what's being said, but how do you know this? Criminals, terrorists, and mentally ill people shouldn't have access to guns, and it's a national crisis. Well, duh, of course they shouldn't, but how are you monitoring that? How do you expect to monitor that in the circumstances that we have in the United States? Here was a scoop on Page. He got the gun at the end of July at a place called Shooter Shop in West Alice, Wisconsin, rather. He picked it up after he, you know, applied to that whole thing, picked it up 2 days later, bought the ammunition there, used the shop's range to practice, and at some point, then he went, you know, as we know, the rest is history, just a mere days almost later, went into the Sikh temple and shot people, and ultimately another police officer with a rifle was able to shoot him, and he died at the scene, and he was the only guy involved in this, because initially there were all kinds of comments about there were possibly other people that could have been involved, and this was a whole white supremacist movement, and this was the target, and all that kind of stuff. Page has maybe some sorts of links to white supremacist groups, but that's not even confirmed, really, at this point. He posed with swastikas. He fancied himself that kind of person, but that doesn't mean he was seriously in a group. And those leads sometimes are hard to track down, but that's what they're trying to do at this point. He played in a punk band, and it was called The End of Apathy was the name of the band. And he had something against Sikhs. He had a 9/11 tattoo on his arm. That's what some of the people close to him are saying. But there's no specific motive for this attack, that there was somebody he was going after, there was some reason, there was some agitation or, you know, whatever. Initially, when the story broke, domestic violence, that kind of thing. And now the whole push is just what can they find out about him, because it's looking for the motive. And sadly, I mean, here's a guy who was military. He joined the Army in the early 90s. He left the service in 98, and he did have problems on his record with misconduct, and but he did get an honorable discharge. That's what the Pentagon is saying anyway. He did have a criminal record, though, a couple of different things, DUI, that kind of stuff, criminal mischief, and this was also in the 90s. So what possibly pushed him to do what he did, we may never actually know the answer to that. We might not know what it was that drove him to go to such an extreme. And he's being painted at this point as a racist skinhead guy that was in a band. And the band that he played with was known to raise money for extremist groups. So, you know, we'll see. I think that one of the questions I brought up on our first show into the week was, will religious organizations think about more security in houses of worship? Will you see guards now more in front of churches or temples or that kind of thing? And for that matter, should we? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Catch you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Sadly, heading out of the weekend, the big story out of Wisconsin is about people who were just trying to worship and then are shot and their lives shattered, where a lot of people were running for their lives, were hidden in closets, were trying to stay out of the way of the gunman who was shooting, and apparently it seems as though he wasn't shooting at any particular target. That it just may have been a random thing, and this is all about digging up why, you know, the why thing. It's the big why question whenever something like this happens, and details are emerging about Wade Michael Page, who wore a lot of white power T-shirts and, you know, stood in front of Nazi flags and had a MySpace page where that's exactly how you saw him. And he had recently bought the gun. I explained the gun situation. But the specific motive has not been established at this point. I think more than just talking about guns, and is it a fault of the fact that you can go in the United States, you can go into these gun shops, you can get a gun. You know, when, I think it's interesting when the politicians say, well, we can't have mentally ill people having access to guns the way they do. So what is the identifying marker for a mentally ill person? What if somebody is running around and they're completely psychotic, but who knows that they're psychotic? You mean like the psychiatrist in Colorado, at the University of Colorado, who was treating the Red Devil, who told colleagues, ooh, something's just not, there's some things that need to be done here, nothing happens, and then the tragedy occurs at the movie theater? People who knew this guy, he was in a band, certainly had some friends, people that liked him. The neighbors said he was okay, would wave, say hello, that kind of stuff. They might not have agreed with some of the things that he had on his shirts or that kind of stuff, but they didn't really think any much about it. So how do you identify that person as, ooh, they're flagged them, they're mentally ill. Criminals, different story with the records. That's pretty easy to find out. And then saying that, well, would-be terrorists, that'd be a great thing, too. But you mean these terrorists that are part of the sleeper cells that are assimilating? So do you think that they're going to put signs out front of their house somewhere that say, a terrorist lives here, by the way? Of course not. I mean, I'm being sarcastic, but that's the truth. How do you expect anyone to figure out who it is that could be the ticking time bomb that does have ulterior motives? How do you determine who that person is that's going to suddenly go from being in a band and speaking about white power, saying some crazy things over some beers, as radically motivated to go and kill some Sikhs in a temple or do something else? And so the answer is pretty tough. I think it's pretty tough to flush some of that out. If clearly somebody's disturbed and there's a way to track that and there's records of that, that's a different thing. But for the most part, that's not what you're going to see. You're not going to see that. So, you know, one of the theories is that the gunmen confused Sikhs for Muslims, and so Sikhs have been targets of hate crimes since 9/11. This doesn't look to be the case at all with the guy who was the shooter, because he had some problems with Sikhs. So you got a couple of victims that are still in the hospital in critical condition. Two are in critical condition. In Milwaukee, they're holding prayer vigils all over the place. People are talking about it. They're stunned. They say it's awful. The usual things that you would hear in this kind of circumstance. Here's one of the members of the temple talking about just, you know, who we are and how astonishing this kind of thing is.
We're your brothers and sisters. We live down the street. We're the doctor. We're the engineer. We're the cab driver. We're the gas station guy. We're your neighbors.
We're your neighbors. Shiva Sheikh. Are we still that tolerant nation that embraces all kinds of people, you know, that huddled masses thing, or do we live in a world now where people are just so angry over everything that the targets are moving targets, and this is a situation where this guy was angry about something, and that was it. He chose the people that he was going to target and eventually decided when it was going to be. He had enough and decided to make a move on those folks. So it's sad. They had looked, and this is the part that's goes into how do you determine if someone's psychotic and is going to do something absolutely heinous. The feds had looked at Wade Michael Page because of who he was associated with and the possibility that he was funding money to a domestic terrorist group. But at the time, they decided there wasn't enough evidence of a crime to open any kind of an investigation. Because if he gave a little bit of money from the money he made from the band, that doesn't necessarily mean anything other than he was giving money to a group that was considered to be spreading hate. So they won't even say, and I tried to get this out of someone from the Pentagon, but they're not very clear on what agency had considered investigating him. I heard the rumor was the FBI, but, you know, that was from one source. So before the rampage at the temple that left Page dead and six others and three critically wounded, he was known to civil rights groups as a member of two skinhead bands. I already mentioned one. End Apathy and Definite Hate was the other one, and he was maybe a low-level-ish kind of member of a white supremacist group called the Hammer Skins. Regardless of all of that, I mean, who knows if anybody in those groups knew very much, but the information is being held very, very, very tight at this point. And besides now this other angle of skinheads or hate crimes or that kind of thing, I think there's really three different elements of this. The gun control naturally is going to come up. the idea of at a place of worship, and it has happened before, not recently to the point of what he did, but it has happened before where someone's been killed at a church. And there are churches, I looked into this today and found several churches who do have an off-duty police officer during services who you wouldn't know who he is. He's in the mix and outside and walking around, that kind of thing. But somebody nearby, somebody hired to keep an eye on the parking lot, to keep an eye on people coming in and out. So now we've got this big incident in Milwaukee and the awareness level rising once again. What were the signs that he was casing the temple in advance of the shooting? There wasn't any signs, so it doesn't seem there were any signs of this, which leads me to what I was saying. How do you point out when you have politicians who say, well, we need to make it difficult for people who are mentally ill to get guns, longer time periods, check periods, and people who are criminals and domestic terrorists? So what, you go into a gun shop, excuse me, are you a domestic terrorist? You look mild manner. Oh, you're an engineer down the street? You've been assimilating for how many years, waiting to get your chance in the sunlight so that you can do something in the middle of Times Square as you lead this normal life with kids and a family in Connecticut? Oh, like that, you mean? So as these discussions continue and you look at these private groups, there's only so much the FBI is going to find out, by the way, as to what the end of the line is here. FBI agents, so in order to open, I double-checked on this too, but it's pretty obvious. In order to open a domestic terrorism investigation, the FBI has to believe that a suspect has threatened some kind of violence, has broken one of our laws, a federal law, and is trying to advance their political agenda to the harm of other people. And as I said, very, very tough to prove that and to get the information necessary for it. So what is the answer? Anybody have a great answer out there? Boy, we're looking for one. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, or shoot me an email through the website, americatonight.net.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Tonight, we're going to go to the police blotter and tell you about a couple of knuckleheads who took their parents' car, and you're not going to believe what they did. Did you ever steal your parents' car? I had a friend that told me one time what she used to do, because they lived in New Hampshire on a big spread outside of the city of Keene, and at night they would sneak out and push the car silently down to the bottom of the hill, then get in and take off. That would never work with my mother. I had the mother that only one time we cut school, and we were doing pretty good in school. We were doing good. One time, and she felt the TV, knew it was hot, and we were busted. So I never really tried to pull a fast one, especially when it came to cars. Wait till you hear their story. It's wild. So odds and ends. We've been talking a lot about Milwaukee. Tragedy, naturally, what are you going to say? We're sad. It's terrible. Something has to be done about this. But what is the something that has to be done? If I'm a politician and you stick a microphone in front of my face and I'm in Milwaukee, I will say it's horrible. I couldn't believe it. I got the phone call. Anything we can do? We're reaching out to the Sikh community. We feel awful. But what are we really going to do? And then you hear, as I mentioned, people that will say, well, you got to clamp down on those terrorists and those other people, but good luck finding them. That's the thing. So does there need to be a longer waiting period? Or are there better things that somebody can go through when they fill out paperwork to get a gun, which is the background check. I think it doesn't come down to that. I think it'd be very hard to flag certain people. This, you're talking about flagging someone who's become psychotic and you don't deal with them. You can't deal with them. They're going to blow up their apartment. They're going to go to a movie theater and do some crazy thing that is going to alter the life of too many people by doing the unthinkable. They're going to go into a school and decide that they're going to do that. We know examples of this. It's easy. You can find them. You can look them up. We've had a history of bizarre violent crimes here and there. And it's, so it doesn't excuse it. It doesn't mean, geez, we shouldn't as a society deal with it. But what is the answer to that? And what is the answer? Not the simple thing to say in front of a microphone, which you would say, of course you would say that, but what will really be done? This gets tucked away. People say it's heinous. That's why it becomes the rallying cry for gun control, because it's easy to say, oh, there you go. Let's blanket this. It's gun control. If we didn't have any guns, look at England. Oh, if we didn't have any guns, we wouldn't have any problems. We wouldn't have any of this. Crime would go down. And the statistics, if you really look closely at them, I'm sorry, they don't really prove that out. I have two friends that live in England. They tell me a much different story than the ones that are being pushed out there with the statistics. You think there's a reason why the cops have so much video on their, have those head cams, the max headroom cams, and when they go into certain areas, some of the things that are going on, the amount of robberies, the amount of smash and grabs, the amount of people that are getting beaten up, other heinous things that have happened there. So give me a break. Might not be with the metal and the bullet, but there are other ways that they're doing it. So we can't be so naive as to think, oh, geez, that's the answer. That's the answer. All right, so I don't want to go off on a, you know how I feel about this if you listen to America Tonight. I want to go off on a big Kate rant here. If you want to weigh in on it, you certainly can. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. But let's hit some odds and ends, too, because there's some other things also that have people up in arms. And it's the same old when it comes to Washington. They're on a five-week break. You heard that at the top. So it's nice and quiet in a sense in D.C., which really doesn't mean anything. It means nothing's getting done at this point. But the whole tax issue is so far from over. The Bush tax credits, what's going to happen there? Is it going to be extended or is it going to go away? The fiscal cliff that we're dangling on the end of, how's that going to, what's going to be different with that? When everybody comes back and then you've got November and before you know it, you're staring down December and nothing has changed. So, you know, ultimately, what's going to happen to our incomes and then with health care kicking in? It's not a joke. I mean, what's going to happen when we get to the end of December? I think we should just say, we're not going to celebrate, forget the ball on Times Square, we're not going to celebrate swinging into another year, because, geez, who knows what this next year will bring. The idea is we usher in prosperity and possibilities, and we get rid of the last year and throw out the bad things and just remember the good things, but I have a feeling a lot of people aren't going to be very excited to usher in a new year because of the uncertainty of their financial picture. And that has so much to do with what's going on in Washington. So you have Ben Bernanke, who comes out and says, well, it seems as though, you know, people are talking about feeling more prosperous and turning a corner, but really they're still, the economy is, you know, we've got these signs of recovery, but there's still struggle. So the Federal Reserve Chairman, playing it cautious, says that although broad measurements of the economy point to recovery, there are a lot of businesses that are facing tough times, you think? So economic recovery in huge blue-chip companies, the stocks that are blue chips, the corporations that are the biggest ones, yeah, they're looking better. But the small business, which is the backbone of the country, isn't. Why do you think it isn't, Ben? Why do you think it isn't looking good? Could it be because of the tax structure? Of course it is. This is why it's like the narrative does not change here. So he even says this. This is a quote. He says, even though some key aggregate metrics, and his aggregate metrics are consumer spending, disposable income, household net worth, and debt service payments have moved in the direction of recovery, it's clear that many people and households continue to struggle with difficult economic and financial conditions. Of course, he read this off a paper that he prepared. He didn't discuss the outlook for the economy or how many jobs are expected in, you know, the 163,000 jobs in July, with the jobless rate rising to 8.3%. The underemployed not even mentioned at all in any of our statistics. Instead, talked about that the indicators say, looking at economic progress or setbacks and trying to project for the future. And I have to agree with Congressman Paul on getting rid of the Federal Reserve, because to me, I don't understand the power. I think of seven guys sitting around at a table and then going to Morton's afterwards and discussing the same thing over and over again. Geez, I don't know. Should we print some more money? Americans seem frustrated. Should we throw some more money out there? I don't know if there's anything really backing it up, but at least we'll pump out more of the paper stuff, and people will spend it, and they'll feel better about it, and we'll keep doing that, and then eventually we'll be able to catch up with it. The catching up with it, I think we're so beyond that. So when Bernanke speaks, I don't understand where he gets his numbers. I think you have to call out Bernanke for what's happened with the economy. I think that when he props up to the Hill and we keep hearing that, you know, listen, we're seeing some things that are turning around, even though some people are saying they're doing better. What people are those people? The people that sell, like Mary-Kate Olsen, you know, the Olsen twins, whatever their names are, selling purses for $100,000 that a certain market can buy. Absolutely. But the middle class is so squeezed. And then the people that are on unemployment have no desire to get off unemployment because they can't find jobs. Some of them, I mean, they can't find jobs that wouldn't be more than the unemployment. So they're on that merry-go-round. And then we see what the unemployment number is. And I keep saying this because the number doesn't include is the underemployed. So we keep going around the same circle, Obama and Romney fighting over tax proposals. Who has the best proposal? How about the proposal that gets us completely out of this? How about the proposal that realistically lays out steps and tells us the smack right to our face instead of trying to sweeten what they're saying? Because there's nothing good in our economic forecast in the near future. There just is not. At this point, no way can they tell me that. All right, quickly, thumbs up, woohoo, to NASA. The Curiosity rover is on Mars and has sent back the first images of the red planet, including this really cool shot I was looking at today. This is radio, so close your eyes and think of this. A 3-mile-high Mount Sharp. It is so cool looking. It is very, very cool. I'm glad that finally we accomplished something, even if it is just a machine that costs us a lot of money. Stay with us, Police Blotter, next.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Blotter. So you're going to like some of the stories we have to tell you here. That sounds funny to say that, but I think you'll get a kick out of them. Yes, we need to lighten the load. All these horrible things happening. We're talking about hate crimes and the Sikh temple shooting and the Red Devil and all that stuff. So check this out. 13-year-olds driving 650 miles in their parents' stolen car. Oh, I would have been grounded for life. Oh, I can't imagine what they were thinking. They drove to Kansas City. And what happened was the two boys decided, they were in Ohio, they decided that this would be a good idea. Let's have some fun. And then they were found sleeping in an alley, and that's how they caught them. They were running away from Columbus, Ohio. So they took them into custody, and there was a suspicious, you know, match of the car that matched the description of the Beamer that was taken on Saturday. What a rough life. We took our parents' Beamer, and we decided to leave. And police say they knew that the boys might pass through the area, and you want to know why? This is what you're going to love. Think 13-year-olds steal the parents' Beamer, decide they're going to go somewhere. They pick Kansas City. And how did the police know that there was a chance that they could end up there? Because they posted information on Facebook. That's nice. Hey, we ran away. We took the Beamer, and we're headed to Kansas City.
Idiot! It's simple!
It is. It's simple. Katherine Johnson said her son Cole had wanted to go to California, and that she believed that's where he and Raheem Harris were headed. She said she was surprised the boys took off in her car for a trip that amounted to more than 650 miles, but was certainly happy that they were safe. It went for, this is the thing that's weird, and I kind of agree with her here, although nobody pays attention to anybody anymore. So for 2 days, they're 13-year-old boys. They didn't look like they were 18. They look like 13-year-old boys. They're in a car, getting gas, all that stuff. They're driving. Nobody notices that they're boys. It could have been, boy, it could have been, well, of course it was super dangerous anyway. They're not going to be charged. The car was towed. She submitted a complaint, by the way, over how the Columbus cops handled the case, because she thinks that they, she's blaming them, she says, they took too many hours to get it filed and alert other people. They said they couldn't confirm, the Columbus police, that a complaint had been filed. They're trying to figure out if there had been one filed. The car was a missing car. They entered it into a database, and within a couple of hours, within the report, then the report was received. So, bottom line is, duh, steal the parents' car and talk about it on Facebook. Naturally, they're going to find you guys. Naturally. Here's what I want to know. If the final destination was California, what were they going to do when they got to California? Show up in L.A.? Do they realize L.A. is not an easy place to navigate? I don't know. It would have been tough. Maybe it was good that they were in Kansas City. Probably a little bit easier to find them, finding them in the alley after they had fallen asleep. This is another one of these stupid 911 calls. And then you wonder why, when someone's trying to get through and how important it is. I was talking about this with somebody else the other day. If you, depending on your age, if you're old enough to remember this, there was, before, what you used to do is you had an emergency call, remember? You break through. I gotta break the line. It's an emergency call, and you'd be talking to someone. It's an emergency call. Can we break the line? Sure. And people would break the line for stupid things. Well, now people call 911 for stupid things. The Columbia, Tennessee paper of record, the Daily Herald, says that the city cops there arrested a 67-year-old man, so now on the opposite end of the spectrum, after he called emergency dispatchers nine times. Most of the calls he hung up, but at least once or twice he asked if someone could send him a ride so he could buy beer. He just wanted his beer. He denied making, his name's Troy Brooks, he denied making the calls and claims he didn't have a telephone, but he was arrested and charged with making 911 calls in a non-emergency situation. He was released on bond. What a crazy thing. You cannot call and say you didn't get mustard on your burgers. You cannot call and say, can I have a ride to go get beer? You cannot call to say that the neighbor's parakeets are making too much noise. If we compiled all the ridiculous reasons why people call 911, it's no wonder when you're really trying to get through sometimes and you can't get through and you're frustrated, and then you find out the reason why is because people are calling them with stupid things. You wonder why. This is what had to happen. There had to be penalties for this. They had to start arresting people so they would take it seriously, that you couldn't just call and come up with some stupid thing and not a very, very serious thing. The Justice Department, how about this, hits Gibson guitars with a $300,000 fine. Why would the Department of Justice go after Gibson guitars? If you've ever picked up an axe in your life, you certainly are familiar with Gibson. The question is over fingerboard shipments. It was a big flashpoint last year because of where they got them. The federal government says they're not going to charge Gibson. The company's agreed to pay that penalty, then pay $50,000 to a federal conservation fund and withdraw claims to the fingerboards that were seized in a bunch of federal raids. So what the dispute is it's called the Lacey Act that was on the books since 2008, and it's illegal to import plant products, including wood. So think about that. They exported it in violation of another country's laws. The law was slapped on the books to target illegal logging. So they did these raids on the Gibson factories a couple of years ago, and that's what they found. They found shipments of wood from Madagascar and India, and they were deemed illegal because they were unfinished. That's something those countries prohibited. So finished fingerboards would have been legal. In the Indian case, they intercepted a shipment that was labeled as finished when it wasn't. So, geez, I wonder who said it was okay. Here's what we do. You just slap a label on it that says that it's finished, and nobody will look at it. So the Gibson CEO said last year that the government went after his company because the work wasn't being done in India. And he said the fact that American workers were completing the work in the United States makes it illegal, and it makes him furious. And there were a lot of people in Tennessee that went to the defense of Gibson guitars, and for a small period, they claimed that the law passed by Congress should be changed to prevent that, but the Justice Department said that, you know, Gibson has said that they failed to act on information from the ebony imported from Madagascar, and it might have violated the law. So if you have one of those guitars, a Gibson guitar, and it has that now, we're talking about the boards, or you're, you know, looking at that, and you have anything to do with it, how huge is that? You might want to save it. Could be a collector's item down the line. Maybe it might be a collector's item 25 years from now, but nevertheless, they're probably going to change some of the things that they do at Gibson at this point, because they're being eyeballed so much, they're not going to be able to try to come up with clever ways to dupe the feds.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.